CliffCentral.com.
We've got some very interesting stuff for you this morning. I mean, we try to fill every day with interesting stuff, but today we've already got something cool. Remember we told you about that incredible opportunity that Alpha Code was running for entrepreneurs in South Africa, the Alpha Code Incubate Program, right? We met some people who had benefited from this amazing program before. Well, they've now awarded entrepreneurial packages to 8 of South Africa's most promising financial services startups. The entrepreneurial packages comprise 1 million rand in grant funding and 1 million rand in support. Now, that support includes mentorship, monthly expert-led sessions, exclusive office space in Sandton, as well as marketing, legal, and other business support services. The winning fintech entrepreneurs will also have access to the broader RMI network, which of course includes Rand Merchant Investments and all of their various subsidiary companies. That is an introduction to the business world that you could not wish to be better. It's absolutely incredible. You know, it's hard to run a business. Anyone who has run a business will tell you this. It's impossible in an economy like ours to make it break even, let alone make a profit. And in those first and crucial few months that you start a business, you don't know what to do. You can't hire a lawyer and an auditor and an insurance expert and an HR specialist and, you know, all these things that you need. It is very, very difficult to get these things going. But thanks to Alpha Code, they've managed to make it a little bit easier for some of these companies to get the things that they need to make their start a little bit less rocky. Now, over 200 startups applied, and they've all applied to participate in the Alpha Code program. Of these, 16 made it to the final pitch, and from there, 8 recipients were selected. Now, the program has disbursed 13 million rand in funding to 15 black-owned financial services businesses since it began 3 years ago. To show off the incredible results of this program this morning, we have some of the deserving winners to chat around the work that they do, as well as a representative from Alpha Code here too. So from Alpha Code, let us meet Andile Maseko. How are you, Andile?
I'm good, thanks, you guys.
Good, very good. So Andile, first of all, this is great work that you guys are doing. It must have been really interesting to discover who was behind these companies, to hear their stories, to see how you could get involved, and obviously to be part of their future success.
Yes, definitely. The uptake that we had when we started with the campaign, we had about 210 applications. Mm-hmm. And to start seeing the kind of ideas that people were formulating was really interesting. And then when we whittled it down to the top 16 that got to pitch last week Thursday, and engaging with the founders and the rest of their teams, incredible guys.
So it must be quite gratifying to see not only businesses that have great ideas, but businesses that have implementation strategies and ways for you guys at Alpha Code to be able to integrate yourselves usefully to them.
Yes.
Right, because that's the whole plan here. You're not, it's not your business.
Yeah.
You're trying to help these businesses grow.
Correct.
Thank goodness for you, because we need this in our economy. Jobs aren't going to be created by government. Jobs aren't going to be created by the big corporates anymore.
Yeah.
They're trying to downscale, if anything. The only place that there's going to be meaningful and gainful employment for a lot of young South Africans is going to be in small businesses. So obviously by doing this, you've been able to already start to influence the economy in a positive way. So tell me about some of these companies. Tell me about some of these individuals.
So we had guys all the way from varsity level to 45-year-olds who are in corporate. The successful 8, we have one guy who is finishing off his last year in university at UCT. And the project that he's working on is SME financing. So mm-hmm. he's integrating with the ERP systems. And then the guys that we have in the studio, they are CAs. There's one who is a digital savvy coder and a seasoned entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And the ideas that they're coming with, the one is a digital savings platform, and the other is an incentive-based, they'll better explain it, but I'm going to quickly try to summarize it. So an incentive-based program to try and de-risk tenants for landlords in the CBD.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
All right.
Those are the kind of interesting
ideas.
Okay,
so introduce us to these two gentlemen sitting here.
So the two guys here are from Jammy, and okay. they are providing the solution with incentive-based rewards for the tenants. And this is Adrian and Mark.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Mark. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah,
so
nice to meet you too.
First of all, congratulations. Clearly, your company is not only a very viable business, but one that deserves the attention of Alpha Code. I mean, that's quite a cool pat on the back right at the start of your business, right?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Makes things a little bit easier because you can't afford all the resources you need some of the time.
Yeah.
And when you do manage to afford these things, you don't know whether it's a waste of money or not.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I mean, starting a business is hard. So how has AlphaCode been helpful to you so far? And what do you hope they will be able to do for you going forward?
So AlphaCode is connected to RMI, and I think for me, the links between some of the guys that have made investments into Discovery and OutSurance is really valuable. So they've built businesses before. So Mark and I have been engaging with AlphaCode, I think, for the last 2 months or so through the competition entries and the pitch events, etc. So the validation that comes from, you know, winning the R1 million is great, but on the one hand, we're also thinking to ourselves, we've got a business to start and gain some traction.
No, it's not like you're going to go on a shopping spree.
No, absolutely.
You've got to plug this into the business.
Not with Andile sitting around next to
me. So tell me, Mark, what is Jammy? What's the idea here? I mean, you know, Andile tried to explain it to us, but it's not his business. So you tell it to me.
So maybe let's just start with why. So what we want to do is to align landlord and tenant behavior to create sustainable cities.
Okay.
Right, so
that's quite a big ask.
Yeah.
Usually tenant and landlord are at polar opposites.
Exactly. So I mean the context is, but by 2050 most people will be living in cities across the world.
Right.
So then the next question you need to ask is how we live in cities will determine the outcomes of the really big issues we're facing today, like global warming and income inequality.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty important to try to get people living sustainably. So what we do then is we reward tenants on the basis of, say, paying on time or maintaining the units and that sort of stuff. We share parts of the rental with them. The same way Vitality might share rewards with you for going to gym every single day, right?
Okay.
Because that's what a landlord wants. A landlord wants you to pay on time, and he wants you to stay for longer. And afterwards, he wants to find his units still in one piece.
Sure.
So at scale, if we could get enough tenants, we hope then that we could actually start to influence landlords to start building more sustainably out there. So when I say more sustainably, mixed-use, higher densities to get people to live closer to their work and to start walking more as opposed to using transport. So South Africa, because of apartheid spatial planning, has got huge issues with urban sprawl.
People spend most of their salaries just trying to get to and from work.
It's an unbelievably massive problem. And for us, we feel that it denies people dignity out there because I can barely even make it out there.
Dignity? Denies them half their salary.
Absolutely.
And if you look at the petrol price, that is an undignified situation to be in.
Absolutely.
So, all right, so you're going to incentivize good behavior, as I understand it, between tenants and landlords, and at the same time then improve the entire urban environment. So your long-term goal is quite audacious, but how do you incentivize the tenants? What's in it for them? I understand that for the landlords, if the tenants are trying to get points by not destroying the place, by paying on time and so on, that helps the landlord. They want those kinds of tenants, so it gives you almost a prospectus on that tenant before they arrive.
Yeah.
But what's in it for the tenant?
So we use a program called Jammy Bucks, which is similar to your Vitality Rewards points.
Uh-huh.
That if you follow the right behaviors, like Mark mentioned, you pay your rent on time, you look after the unit, etc. You then earn Jammy Bucks, which you can spend within our ecosystem. So you've got a situation where, let's say, someone is earning 6,000 or 7,000 rand a month, and all of that money is being spent on the top three are food, housing, and transport.
Uh-huh.
So currently what we have is you follow the right behaviors, you're spending 7,000 rand, 3,000 rand on rent, you get a rebate on your rent, and essentially in the form of Jammy Bucks, which you spend with us, and currently you'd be able to spend that on grocery items. So immediately that unlocks between 150 and 300 rand worth of savings within your grocery spend. Eventually, we'd like to take that to things like transport, because that's the next big thing. I mean, you're spending half your money getting to work.
Sure.
If we can aggregate the demand and provide discounts and optimize the route planning to work, then we can provide even more margin within the same salary.
Fantastic. Practical solutions for people's problems.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so obviously one of your challenges is going to be to get people to sign up, to get people to participate in this program. How do you overcome that problem, apart from spending thousands and thousands on marketing?
Yeah. So to scale this, I think the easy answer there is obviously to develop a website and an awesome tenanting experience. So you can go on the app, sign up as a landlord or a tenant. But at the moment, myself and Adrian are on the ground in the CBD talking to people, talking to our customers, trying to put a presence out there, and that's how you initially get it out.
Yeah.
Once you've got people living in buildings, you develop a brand. And
until you change their behavior, though, any knife crime?
Well, so Mark and I, to test whether Jammy Bucks worked, we ran a spaza shop out of the boot of my car. And we were in Hillbrow, just, you know, getting a feel for sort of how things go down there. And
right,
we caught, I don't know what they were smoking, but they came to us. Yes. We ran in the office, and Mark and I, it's completely, you know, you don't expect that combination in the CVD. We were dressed like we were now. It was just, yeah, we had a good laugh.
Did they welcome you? Were they friendly? Did they say to you,
they offered
how
us
nice to be?
Whatever it was to smoke. I don't know what it was.
Well, that's, you know, that's friendly. People underestimate the CBD's willingness to welcome strangers.
Yeah.
Guys, it's a great idea. Congratulations. I hope it works out really well. And with Alpha Code helping you out, I can only imagine it will. So let's keep in touch and figure out over the next couple of months how it all turns out.
Absolutely.
Thanks. All right. Good for you. Thanks. I love that. Solving problems. All right. So, Andile, the next two people we're going to meet from Akiba Digital, tell me about them.
So it is Teboho and Kamogelo. So Teboho is the CTO of the business, and she has experience. She's triple major, UCLA, UCT, worked for that famed McKinsey, and before that she was actually at Ellen Gray.
Well, they're very good companies, just they're involved with the Guptas at a certain stage.
No comment.
You got out before that.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And so she brings the technical nuance, and being a young black female, she's a unicorn in that space, because you're not going to get many.
Which, by the way, is a problem. Obviously, we need to see a lot more, you know, exactly, women and black women in particular in that space.
Especially in tech.
Do you like being called a unicorn, Teboho?
Not necessarily. It would be nice to have some other, you know, black female entrepreneurs as well as technologists in the space. So, yeah, it's not always great.
All right. So, what do you guys do? How does it actually work? What's the idea here?
Well, Akiba was born from the idea that we wanted to get young people to save and or save more effectively. So what we've done is we've built a mobile app that you can download on both app stores. Uh-huh. That we launched about 8 weeks ago. We use alternative data to try and understand the user from the sort of indirect relationship that they would have with money, and try to get them sort of motivated to then start saving a little bit better.
So in other words, you're looking at their behavior, you're trying to figure out based on the data, oh, these people like, let's say, spending on clothes or shoes. Mm. How do we get them to be incentivized to save and to treat their finances a little bit differently by rewarding them with the stuff that they would buy
for sure. And also get them to think about like social influence. So, you know, we use an example where we're like, well, you're out with your friends and everybody's left their wallet at home and you're the only one that has to pay, like, has their wallet. Like, how does that make you feel? Because there is an emotional attachment that's there, but we just never talk about it. So we're trying to get people to think about what is their relationship, what is their money language that they need to develop.
I heard such an interesting thing yesterday. I saw a short 4-minute clip of a guy explaining why milkshakes sell at fast food stores. You guys must know about this.
Mm. Yeah. Mm,
mm. And I just thought it was interesting. And I'll give you the URL. I'll give you the clip a bit later on if you want to go and look at it for yourself. But basically the idea is here that people need to fill a hole.
Yeah.
They've got a road trip to or from work. They're a little bit hungry, but they don't want to eat chocolate because it makes them feel guilty. So a milkshake sort of fills that space for them. And it's not actually about the milkshake at all.
For sure.
It's got nothing to do with the recipe or the taste, any of the things that you would think it might have to do with. Mm. Yeah. And in this case, what you guys are talking about is consumer behavior, where the consumer isn't even aware of the reason for their behavior some of the times.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So how are you scaling this up? How does this work from here? And how does Alpha Code's involvement help you?
So, as Gamal mentioned, we have a mobile app that's out on the App Store and Play Store, and that's specifically the savings tool. So the idea there is people can download the app. It's available. It's in beta.
Anyone can. Test it out.
Correct.
Right.
And they can start creating their lifestyle goals and live their best lives.
The only thing people are worried about here is that you're going to use their data for nefarious purposes and sell it to marketers. You're not going to do that?
No, we're not doing Cambridge Analytica here.
Okay,
it's not a Facebook saga. so the plan is we're trying to understand the customer better, the millennial, see what they like, what they aspirations
good
are.
Good luck. Millennials don't even know what
they don't even know. Yeah. But what we do know is that they want to live their best lives and they want to go to Bali and they want to buy the nice things. So from there, we can sort of understand the behavior and then start getting the rewards that they need. So if it's a Spotify voucher that you want, a Woolworths voucher that you want, that's sort of what will nudge you to get. And then with that, sort of create a hook to get you saving more or do good for yourself.
So, I mean, you're trying in the end to make them do good things for themselves.
Correct.
Which is almost altruistic. How do you guys make money?
So we came to that problem or that challenge. Yeah. But through that...
I mean, you're not UNICEF.
No, for sure. but you're right in the sense that young people don't know what they want, number one. And then we realized that there was another layer where there was a lack of financial literacy across the board. Uh-huh. And when we were doing discovery with corporates, the financial services providers, we realized they want to engage with young people, but they don't know how to start. Young people want personalized products, but they just don't trust these FSPs. Uh-huh. So we said, well, why don't we take our bot? We do have a bot. Her name is Gugu the Shepherd. Uh-huh. She's there to shepherd your money.
Right.
But Gugu, what we did is we created her, and we said, what happens if we extrapolate her and give her her own platform? And so we said, well, cool, this sounds pretty cool. So let's design a data-driven financial services marketplace. In short, a Google for financial services, where users can plug in and find value from getting curated fun financial content that speaks to their money personality. You might be an avoider or a spender, but it means we're different. So we should be receiving different content that is personalized to us so that we can get you financially confident and making...
And short of actually knowing everybody's every behavior, knowing being their relative.
Absolutely.
Short of that, this is the best way of giving them the stuff they need.
Absolutely.
Okay, love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, I can see why you chose these people. And did a nice job.
Thank you.
All right, so what happens for you next? Are you going to be watching them like a hawk?
Every day.
Are you guys okay with that?
Huh? I mean, if they give us another million.
Sure, already taking the initiative to try and get more money from us.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
This is true. So from here on in, the program actually starts on the 1st of November. We've got their first boot camp. They're going to get to meet their mentors, and the mentors are then going to guide them through the early stage of getting them to understand elements of the lean methodology. And then every month from here on in is another boot camp, giving them insights on specific elements that are relevant for their businesses. So we are taking them on a 12-month journey. They're going to be based at the AlphaCode offices in Stanton. And yeah.
Merchant Place.
To Merchant Place.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how did you get involved in all of this? I know you didn't come here to talk about yourself, but I'm curious anyway. So how did you become the head of strategy and ecosystem development for AlphaCode?
Interesting story. So Akiba Digital is the company I helped found. So the guys, yeah. And
nepotism. Corruption.
This is exactly why I was like, let me clarify.
You and Floyd and Brian Shibambu.
Tell the story.
Let me tell the full story.
What's his share in your property business, guys?
So, chartered accountant by qualification and always wanted to be an entrepreneur, spent past 3 years then doing that. And the last year was spent with Akiba. We wanted to initially build a digital bank.
Did AlphaCode steal you from Akiba, or did you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let me hear their version of the story. Did you guys give him away?
We said, you know what, he needs to go develop a little bit more, and he can offer the ecosystem more than he can offer us. So he let go, fly, young bird.
You basically relieved yourself of an extra salary.
Yes.
And in doing so, scored a million from AlphaCode.
Absolute. Done.
You are good business people.
There
you really
go.
Are very
there
sharp.
I was not involved in the selection, just so that
you're an object in this discussion.
Thank you.
I'm talking to your fellow founding partners here.
Yes.
All right. So you how many businesses in total? We've met two of the businesses now. Are we going to meet some others?
Yes. So there will be two more next week out of the total eight.
All right.
Would have loved to have all of them on, but it's just a time constraint thing.
Sure.
So you'll have a chance to chat to some of those guys as well. And yeah.
All right, very
good. Maybe throughout next year we might engage more of them on your platform.
Absolutely. Very, very good. Thank you, Andile. Andile Maseko is the head of strategy and ecosystem development at AlphaCode, and we get to meet the guys from Jammy and from Akiba Digital this morning. So if you want to know more about them, you can also head on over to AlphaCode, incubate.club. and you can find out a little bit more there about the various businesses. And you know what? If you have an idea and you didn't get in this time, maybe next time. Got to get in and make a difference. All right, thank you very much. CliffCentral.com.